USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pending home sales are down sharply as mortgage rates surge. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 10% in September, which is more than double from what analysts had expected. The group's chief economist noted the impact of inflation on the housing market as the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates. Pending home sales fell across all regions of the country, with the Northeast experiencing the biggest monthly drop. More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Defense Department announces it's providing another $275 million in security aid to Ukraine as Russia's invasion of the country enters its ninth month. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the United States isn't the only country providing assistance to Ukrainians.
We are constantly working with our allies to see what else can be provided, but this is an open communication, open dialogue. We know that countries are doing what they can, and we're very grateful for it.
Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to look into the origins of the coronavirus.
Senate Republican staffers have produced a report laying out their argument that the most likely origin of the coronavirus pandemic was what they call a, quote, research-related incident in China, unquote. The report cites lapses in safety at Chinese laboratories and argues there are evidence gaps in published scientific research pointing to natural origin of the virus from animals sold at a market in the city of Wuhan. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lottery fever continues across the country. Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is set for $825 million. The drawing takes place just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Energy costs are among the top issues for voters in Pennsylvania's Senate race between Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz. In particular, the state's fracking industry could sway some votes. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Guy Rettenhaler promotes fracking as popular in his state on Fox Business.
Fracking is very popular, especially in what we would describe as the T in Pennsylvania, the areas that are not Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, because it's a huge economic driver in the state of Pennsylvania. And frankly, if we were to unleash the natural gas sector of our economy here in Pennsylvania, we'd be able to have much more power on the international stage.
The world's largest active volcano could blow in Hawaii. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry reports.
Hawaii officials on the Big Island are warning residents that the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, could erupt at any time. Scientists caution an eruption is not imminent, but they're on alert because of a recent spike in earthquakes at the volcano's summit. It would take just a few hours for lava to reach homes closest to the vents on the volcano, which last erupted in 1984.
The CDC says more than 80% of monkeypox patients in hospitals in the United States were HIV positive. A new report shows 47 out of 57 patients hospitalized with severe monkeypox were immunocompromised due to the virus that causes AIDS. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.